Because it's
sometimes the affirmations, I've seen there can be of three different types. Mm-hmm. One, they can be personal. Second can be universal. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And a third can be just general wisdom. Say personal is, you know, I am strong. Or, you know, the universal could be as, you know, things will work out for good. Not something so specific, just things will work out for good. Or specific could be, you know, something related with the specific problem I am facing. So for example, one of the things I like is that those who anger us, conquer us. It's a quote. But so the affirmations can be of different kinds. And it's and we have to find the affirmation that helps us the best. And so again, affirmations need to be customized. So it's like there are some things which we just intuitively reject. No, I don't agree with this. So if we try to affirm that, it's not going to work for us. There are some affirmations we know intuitively to be true, but we don't remember it. We don't act on it. So especially the affirmations which we know to be true, you can start with that. Because if the affirmation is, if somebody thinks they don't look good and we tell them you look beautiful, it's going to be difficult for them to accept that. Right? Something else related to, you know, I have what it takes for my growth. You know, so that's more general, but we have to find out an affirmation that, as you rightly said, if we just reject it at first, we can't go ahead. Basically, the idea of affirmation is something which I accept is true, but I tend to keep forgetting it. So then I keep repeating it again and again, and then it will sink into me. If we just keep repeating it, then what is at the back of our awareness, it comes to the forefront of our awareness. And then it helps us from there whenever we need it. Yeah, we have to see where the subject is at, patient is at, and then have the appropriate affirmation. If I say that I control the sun and the moon and the stars.
You're delusional.
Right. I'm telling you, you're delusional.